This podcast is part of the Big Heads Media Podcast Network. Go to bigheadsmedia.com for more great podcasts.
Hello! And welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Today, we are taking a listener suggestion, and it is our 10th listener suggestion since we started this podcast. We are very excited to get curious about this topic, so let's not waste any time.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! This week's mail comes from Danielle and her two kids from Campbell, California. It says, "Hi there. We started listening to your show on a road trip and absolutely love it. Your biggest fans, Gabriella, age 6, and Dominic, age 4, were hoping you could get curious about yawning. We were yawning at the breakfast table and they asked why we yawn and thought you guys would know the answer. Gabriella wants us to know that she loves the show so much. They are curious in Campbell, California, Gabriella and Dominic."
Thanks for the awesome suggestion, Gabriella and Dominic.
Thanks indeed. There is something else you guys should know.
We didn't know anything about yawning before doing research for this episode.
That's true. I don't want to pretend we are experts on all of these topics. Every week we pick a new topic to get curious about, but we need to do lots of research so we can continue to provide a fun and educational podcast.
I'm excited for this week's podcast to get curious about yawning for our friends in California.
And we have a really unique question of the week, too.
The question of the week is, did you yawn during hearing this episode?
I know the question sounds ridiculous, but trust me, it's not. When I first started researching this topic early in the week, I actually noticed that I yawned 3 times while reading about yawning.
And our listeners were yawning at the breakfast table.
Exactly. Being around other people that yawn makes it more likely that you will yawn. In fact, just learning about yawning makes it more likely that you will yawn while listening to this episode.
They might also be yawning because we are boring.
That might be true too. Hopefully it's because we are talking about yawning though. So really try and pay attention while you listen to us and let us know whether you were able to make it through the entire episode without yawning. So, what is happening when we yawn?
Yawning is a reflex to make you inhale and exhale.
But something else really interesting happens when you yawn.
You can't hear things well when you yawn.
You may not have even noticed this if you weren't paying attention. When you yawn, your ears stop working for a second due to stretching of the eardrums.
If you yawn while watching TV, you might have to rewind to see what you missed.
There is something else that sometimes happens when you yawn, but it is more voluntary.
Sometimes you stretch when you yawn.
I love to do this when I wake up. A really long yawn and a nice big stretch. It's a great way to start the day.
Why do we yawn?
To be honest, we aren't really sure. Scientists today believe that we yawn to cool off our brains.
That sounds silly. Our brain is hot?
Well, the temperatures of our brains change throughout the day. It turns out that our brain temperature goes up when we are exhausted or when we haven't slept in a long time.
This explains why we yawn more when we're tired.
Scientists even tested this theory with a really cool experiment. They put hot packs and ice packs on people's heads, and then they examined what happened when someone yawned around them. Let's see if you can guess what happened in the experiment. Let's say I put a hot pack on your head, and your brain was nice and hot. Then I yawned in front of you. What do you think would happen?
I think I would yawn if I had a hot pack on my head.
It turns out, 41% of the people in the experiment yawned while having a hot pack on their heads. That's almost half of them. Now, what do you think would happen if I used an ice pack instead and your head was nice and cool?
I probably wouldn't yawn because my head is already cool.
That's right. Only 9% of the people in the experiment yawned with an ice pack on their head, even after they saw someone else yawn. That's less than 1 out of every 10 people.
That's a really interesting experiment. We should try it later.
I agree. It sounds like lots of fun. For the kiddos listening to us, make sure to do this experiment with grown-ups, so they can make sure you are being safe.
Do all humans yawn?
Yes. You are not going to believe this, but we yawn even before we are born. Yawning starts during the mommy's second trimester of pregnancy.
How does all this explain contagious yawning?
That's a great question. Like we already said, it is more likely that someone will yawn if they see someone else yawn. So the theory of brain temperature doesn't really explain this. We believe that contagious yawning happens as a result of something called empathy.
Empathy is when you share and understand other people's feelings.
Children start to develop empathy around 4 years old. That's generally when contagious yawning begins. In other words, if you yawn around a baby, the baby is probably not going to yawn back because the baby hasn't developed empathy yet.
Are there any other interesting facts about yawning?
There is. Research shows that you are more likely to yawn after seeing someone close to you, like a friend or family member yawn, rather than a stranger.
The closest someone is to you, the biggest chance you are going to copy their yawn.
Even dogs are more likely to copy the yawns of their owners rather than a stranger.
Hang on a second. Animals yawn?
Yes. Almost all animals yawn, but some animals yawn for different reasons. For example, snakes do it to realign their jaws after a meal, and guinea pigs do it when they are angry.
If a cat yawned after me, I would scream at the cat, "Stop being the copycat!"
Nicely done. Do you want to guess how many seconds the average yawn lasts?
I think the average yawn is 10 seconds.
Nice guess. The answer is actually 6 seconds.
The heart beats faster when you yawn.
It does. It beats about 30% faster when you yawn.
Women yawn more than men.
That's probably because women are usually more empathetic than men. A man's yawn usually lasts longer than a woman's yawn, though.
Sometimes you can also cry when you yawn.
This has definitely happened to me before. You take a nice big yawn, and then all of a sudden your eyes are teary. This happens because you stretch your jaw when you yawn, which puts pressure on a gland near your eyes called the lacrimal gland. This pressure on the lacrimal gland causes it to make tears.
Yawning is awesome and a lot more interesting than I thought.
I know. Hopefully all our listeners have been paying attention during the episode to see if they yawned.
Let us know if you yawn while listening to us.
I have a poll up right now on Facebook and Twitter, so please head on over and simply let us know if you yawned while listening to this episode. We are very curious to know. It will be our own little science experiment. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 55 on yawning.
Great job, Olivia. Stick around after the outro music to hear a promo from another great podcast in our podcast network called Decomposition. For almost 3 years, our friends at Decomposition have been breaking down some bad songs that somehow became huge hits, like the song Mr. Roboto by Styx. Oof. Join us next week as we get curious about bats for Halloween. We also have a big announcement coming up about our charity for the Thanksgiving holiday. Last year, we raised money for St. Jude Hospital with the help of some of our listeners. This year, we are going to select another amazing charity and tell you more about it in the next few episodes. Please drop us a line anytime to say hi and let us know what you were curious about. Just tell your mommies and daddies to go on their computer and phone gadgets and send an email to us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to read your emails in an upcoming episode. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Hi, this is Brad.
And this is Katie.
And we're the hosts of
Decomposition Podcast.
I think considering the material we're working with, that language was neither shocking nor inappropriate.
It's upsetting and delightful. Much like yeah. This song.
No, it's just rhyming nonsense.
Yeah. Here to hyperanalyze all your favorite terrible songs.
From Billy Joel to Taylor Swift.
And Pitbull to Kiss.
We break down what makes these songs so, so good.
While they're so, so bad.
This is a postmodern commentary on human existence. Mm.
Billy Shakespeare did write a whole bunch of sonnets. 154 to be exact.
I am not suggesting that this is a good or artistic song in any way.
It's not good, but it's great. You can find us at decompositionpodcast.simplecast.fm
or subscribe on iTunes or your favorite podcast app.
Check out our new episodes every Monday, and remember,
they're not guilty pleasures
if you don't feel guilty.